Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Gwen Reyes, who is the Senior Market Development Manager for Visit Scotland. And we thought it was a good chance, because now that Scotland is open for visitors, that we could get an update on what's going on in Scotland today, because you can go there, you can send your clients there, and it's time to get over there. I got to get over there. I used to go to Scotland all the time, and I haven't been for a few years, and obviously last year was a wash. So we're hopeful we can get over there soon. But we're going to talk to Gwen about everything that's going on in Scotland and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Gwen, first of all, where are you and how are you?
I'm good, James. Thank you. I am here in lovely Edinburgh, our lovely capital city, enjoying the glorious sunshine today and just making the most of being able to welcome our American friends back to Scotland. So it's great news that we finally got these travel corridors open for people that are fully vaccinated.
And you have a little friend behind you there, just overseeing, making sure we do this okay, right?
Yeah, he makes sure he keeps me straight. This is Hamish, my red squirrel friend, and you can see lots of red squirrels throughout Scotland, primarily in the Highlands, but also in Dumfries and Galloway as well. That's unique to the UK, that you can see the red squirrels in such quantities, and it's a real joy when you see them scampering around the trees.
Well, that's the thing, is people forget those are all these wonderful cities and towns in Scotland, but there's an incredible wildlife, incredible nature, and all kinds of things. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. But let's get to the first question. Obviously you are now open, as is the rest of the UK. So how can US travelers enter Scotland now? What is the protocol they must follow to get in there without getting quarantined? So give us a little primer on how we can get there.
Yeah, so this is how things stand today.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, there's a fast-changing situation, and what I'll say front and center is, we realize it's a fast-changing situation, so we've actually pulled together a web page where we're continually updating all the information, providing all the links to the government sources so people know it's right, and that's visitscotland.com/travel protocols.
Okay.
But the situation at the moment is, if you're fully vaccinated, if you've been vaccinated in the US, you've got your CDC card, you can come to Scotland. You need to take a test before you travel. And then you
can come. Is that an antigen or a PCR? We always ask.
That can be the one before you travel can be an antigen test. So okay, it's either, but antigen's obviously a little bit easier. You take that test to get on your flight, you come to Scotland, and you need to book a PCR test to take in Scotland on day two.
Okay.
Now, the link to book that test, it's one provider in Scotland, and the link to book that test is on that webpage as well. So we've just gathered everything all together to keep that information straightforward, and the test gets delivered to your hotel or wherever you're staying. You take the test, pop it in the post, and then you're free to travel around Scotland. You don't need to isolate at all if you're fully vaccinated.
Okay, great. And of course, the little warning to our travel advisors out there is that this could all change, but hopefully not. I know. Hopefully for the better, not for the worse. But it's an interesting. We're all kind of getting used to this new normal, so to speak. And I have my dog-eared copy of my vaccination card that I think is going to disintegrate very quickly. We'll have to see what happens. And we still don't have vaccine passports or anything like that, which I guess they're talking about in Europe and in the UK. But
yeah, and I have to say, here in the UK, we've got about 75% of the adult population is now fully vaccinated.
Oh, wow.
So really high proportion. That's going up all the time, obviously. And it does mean that, we are seeing things opening up a lot more, and we're confident that, we are going in the right direction. Hopefully, we've managed to sort of tackle the worst of this, and things will continue to go in the positive direction.
Let's hope so. And we were talking earlier, we may have to live with this for a time. So there's a lot of stuff as a traveler you have to get accustomed to. Now, let's talk a little bit about the significance of the U.S. market for travel to Scotland. I know that the U.S. is a huge market for Scotland. How quickly do you hope and can you win back the U.S. travelers?
Yeah, so US is our most important international market. It's absolutely vital for Scotland. We love welcoming our American friends over. And yeah, we're very hopeful that we'll be able to recover the market as quickly as possible. You know, anecdotally, we're hearing there's lots of pent-up demand to come to Scotland. Scotland offers so much for our American friends in terms of what they're looking for in terms of a vacation that we're hopeful that people will come back very quickly. We're ready and waiting to welcome American visitors back. We've got new properties open, which we'll get onto. We've got new experiences that you can do only in Scotland. And we hope that Scotland will be near the top of everyone's lists who are ready to travel internationally.
No, that's great. And we're looking forward to getting back as well. Now, once you get to Scotland, what's your best advice for US travelers and travelers in general when traveling in Scotland today? What precautions should they take, or what will be asked of them?
So people arriving in Scotland will generally arrive in Edinburgh or Glasgow, our biggest cities. They're only 40 minutes by train away from each other, so actually pretty easy, whichever one you fly into. The best piece of advice I can give to people is just check online. Most places are open, but some of them have limited capacity still. So just check online places where you might have been able to just turn up. They might be doing free tickets. So it's not necessarily that you have to pay for things, but that there might be tickets that you need to book online beforehand. So just keep an eye on the website. Visitscotland.com is a good place to start for visitors. And we've got lots of information on visitscotlandtraveltrade.com for advisors. We've got our good to go logo, which is UK-wide, and that just gives the reassurance that the establishment has taken all COVID precautions, that, you know, the extra cleaning, if there's any capacity issues that they need to be aware of, just to provide that extra layer of reassurance in terms of taking this pandemic seriously. The other thing to be mindful of in Scotland is that we are still requesting that people wear face masks in public indoor settings. So if you're on public transport or if you're moving around a restaurant, you need to wear a face covering. But obviously, while you're sitting down and things like that, you don't need to wear the face covering anymore. So that's still the current advice. But again, that's something that may well change as we continue to go through the vaccination and things continue to improve.
But in general, are most attractions open in some form and most hotels and restaurants?
Yeah, most places are open now. You're able to go along, enjoy it to a certain extent because we've got this management of visits. It can be a more enjoyable experience sometimes. You've got the time to enjoy and not necessarily have the crowds at some of the more popular locations and attractions. So actually, it can actually be a good thing as well.
No, that is what we're finding. There is going to be a period of time this year, really, where there's a lot of popular attractions in Europe overall, and in Scotland in particular, that will not have the crowds at least. So it is a great time to visit, no question about it. Although I'm a little upset because right now we'd be in Fringe Festival at Edinburgh. I'm sure we're not having that quite yet. And then, of course, the tattoo, which is one of my favorite events in Edinburgh Castle.
I mean, the tattoo unfortunately was cancelled, but we do have some live fringe events actually. We have got
Oh, really?
some events going on. Obviously, it's not on the scale it has been in previous years, but yeah, there's some events going on, and the Edinburgh International Festival has events as well. So we're coming back on a small scale, and it's great to be in the city and see the city coming to life again, and just see people back enjoying themselves.
Well, I remember last year they did a virtual fringe, which was interesting. But and I'm sure this year, hopefully, some live events. But my favorite still is the tattoo with the pipes and drums and everything
Yeah, you
else.
can't beat it.
The stirring things you can do in Scotland, and it's every August, and it's really a wonderful experience. Now, as we emerge from this pandemic, is Scotland is going to be launching, or have they already launched, or have you already launched any sort of marketing campaigns to try to win tourism back?
So we've been doing low-level activity at the moment, but our plans is to launch a new campaign during the fall. We very much want to promote those only in Scotland experiences, those unique experiences that you have to come to Scotland to enjoy. And that's going to be rolling out from September onwards, inviting people to think about what they're looking for in a vacation and showing how Scotland can meet those expectations and indeed exceed them. So whether it's landscapes and history that you're looking for, whether it's following in the footsteps of your ancestors, whether it's a vibrant city break, or all of the above, we'll be inspiring people with different ideas about what they can do in a vacation in Scotland.
Well, and as we were talking, as your friend up behind you, we were talking earlier, Scotland is great for vacations involving nature and out in the wild and hiking in the Highlands and the moors. It really is a beautiful country, especially right now. It is definitely a destination that it beckons for a post-COVID world. I think that's great, and we'll focus on that as well. Now, in terms of the promotions, anything more you're going to be doing with the travel trade, the travel advisors, travel agencies, to spur more travel to the country?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing a lot of work recognizing that travel advisors are going to have a more important role than they've ever had. Actually, people will be looking for that reassurance, that expertise in terms of booking their vacation and knowing where they can go and, just having that extra helping hand. So we've got a lot of resources on visitscotlandtraveltrade.com. We've got our digital media library where people can access imagery and video free of charge. They just need to register to say that they'll use the video and imagery in a responsible way, but they can access that. We've got lots of sample itineraries in the toolkit section of the Travel Trade website. People can get ideas of where to send their clients. We can make introductions to destination marketing companies. So if they want people to pull those trips together for them, we can make introductions to Scottish-based tour operators. We're also developing destination training webinars as well to give people an insight into what Scotland offers. We've got introductory webinars, and then for those that know Scotland a little bit, we've got specialist webinars on things like luxury, ancestry, golf, walking, all the different themes that we know Scotland offers. And people can find out about that by signing up to our monthly e-newsletter, again, on the visitscotlandtraveltrade.com website. So sign up to that and we'll let you know when webinars are running and really looking at how we can help your advisors sell Scotland to their clients and all work together to connect people to this beautiful country.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of our travel advisors out there are eager to get back selling Scotland, and many already have heading into later in the year and into 2022. Let's talk a little bit about what went on during the pandemic. Did Scotland get a chance to update and upgrade its sort of tourism infrastructure? Did you have a lot of any new hotels opening? Any major ones we should know about, for example?
Yeah, so we've got some really exciting developments. So here in Edinburgh, we've got the new Glen Eagles townhouse, which is opening in autumn, or in the fall. And just opening.
You can say autumn. It's okay.
I'm trying to get the lingo right. So we've got the new Johnny Walker experience as well.
Oh, that sounds right away. Well, you've sold me on that one.
Yeah, you need to get yourself over to Edinburgh, definitely. So, very excited about that in terms of, just bringing whiskey straight into the heart of Edinburgh. There's a rooftop cocktail bar overlooking the castle. I mean, where else in the world are you going to get that in the middle of the city?
Absolutely.
Center? So, absolutely amazing. And we've also got the new St. James Quarter, which is, I say a shopping mall, but it's a very, very high end. So it's not really a mall. But so that's been really exciting new developments here in Edinburgh. In Dundee, we're continuing with the waterfront development, which started with the V&A Dundee, the Museum of Design there, which again, new hotels opening there. So lots of development investment has continued during the pandemic, and a number of hotels took the opportunity to refurbish as well. So again, these are the sort of product updates that we put out in the newsletter, and we'll continue to share with yourself, James, to put out through the Insider Travel Report as well.
No, that's great. And we do get regular updates, and it's amazing how much is going on. And, you know, you're getting yourself ready to welcome back, as you are right now, our travelers from the U.S. Now, in terms of, you know, key events and anniversaries that Scotland will key on for the remainder of the year and really into 2022 to attract more tourists, what are you really promoting at this time?
So we've got our winter festivals. They start with St. Andrew's celebrations that go on throughout the country. And then that leads into our December Christmas and Hogmanay celebrations, which, as you know, we know how to throw a party here in Scotland. And we love to share and, passionate about our sort of traditions, particularly at that time of year. Looking ahead to next year, we have Scotland's Year of Stories, which celebrates our great storytelling traditions, and that coincides with Walter Scott 250, celebrating 250 years of Walter Scott's life. He's one of our most influential authors and poets, right. And there's lots of events and new attractions opening that really celebrate his life. I mean, we've got Abbotsford House, obviously, down in the Borders as well, really brings to life the influence that Sir Walter Scott had in shaping Scotland and the vision of Scotland as a nation, you know, particularly through the Waverley novels and things like that. And then for our golfers, we've got the 150th anniversary of the Open next year. So that's a big one back at St. Andrews. And again, you know, that's going to be sort of a major event for us, but, you know, you should come and golf in Scotland at least once in your life. Even if you can't golf, you should come.
Yeah, well, I have done that. I can't golf, but I have golfed in Scotland. Although, unfortunately, I did it in a links course, and I had to give myself, you know, when I lost three golf balls, that was the end of the play, because, you know, it's kind of hard to find in a links course sometimes, right?
Yeah, it depends where you put it, especially if you put it off the cliff.
Off the cliff is tough. You know, you can't recover that one. But Scotland as a golf destination, we all know, and it's incredibly popular. And to know you're back at St. Andrews next year, I always enjoy watching it, you know, on TV. But to be there live would be amazing someday. So golfing, everything else. So it sounds like you got a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, we're just, you know, standing by to welcome back everyone. You know, we've missed having our American friends over. You know, they had a real vibrancy. And you know what us Scots are like. We share a story. Everyone's got, you know, a favorite place, a favorite corner that they want to take people to and tell them, yeah, you've got, yeah, speak to any Scot and they'll give you a whole list of places that you have to visit in the vicinity. So, we just love our country. We want to share it and help people enjoy Scotland as much as we do.
No, absolutely. Being of Scottish descent, you've already got me sold. But for all of those, you can all become honorary Scots if you go to Scotland. And
you don't have to be of Scottish descent to enjoy the country. That's for sure.
you'll even take the Irish, you know. So
yeah, well, maybe.
And but where there's strong ties between Ireland and Scotland, although people, as you will discover when you go to Scotland. Now, you've kind of mentioned throughout some of the websites, but let's just remind our travel advisors some of the websites they can turn to get more information, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so for travel advisors, the key site is visitscotlandtraveltrade.com. So this has the links to the toolkits that I mentioned, the sample itineraries. We've also got a list of businesses in Scotland that offer trade products and offer commission, things like that, if people want to build their own itineraries or connections to people that can organise it for them, the DMCs and the Scottish-based tour operators. Visitscotland.com is our consumer site, so that's one to recommend on to clients. We've got the email that people can sign up to, again, on the visitscotlandtraveltrade.com site, and then the new page that we've developed to give all that advice about the COVID situation is visitscotland.com/travel protocols.
Boy, I tell you, you got it all set up. So there's where to go if you want to know about how to get to Scotland, get into Scotland, all the things you got to know about what's going on in Scotland, and again, even devise your own programs for your clients using those websites. Gwen, I want to thank you for taking the time, as well as your friend there. I know he's been busy,
Very well behaved.
Really, he hasn't moved during this entire interview. It's really, you know, you got him trained well. But thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And again, Scotland is open, ready for your clients, ready to get back in a big way. And I'm certainly ready to get back as well, as we, as I was talking to Gwen earlier. It is time to visit Scotland. And right now is a great time to go because they're not going to be the crowds. So 2022, we can't be sure that's going to be the case. I think a lot of people are keying up for 22. Again, Gwen, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure, James. Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.